Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He hit it 400 feet. It's unbelievable. No, he literally said that. He was like, I was just trying to foul that one off. So I guess when he tries to foul him off, he can hit him far as well. No, he did a great job. You're right. They've been attacking him underneath the zone, and then you elevate one, and it was probably up out of the strike zone by a good margin, and he put a good swing on it.
Kevin?
Is Vargas showing us a style of pitch that maybe works in this live ball era? You know, throw it so softly they can't.
He may be. You know, maybe Jamie Moyer will come out of retirement. But no, that's a good point. You know, I think that we talked about it some before the game, you know, against the sluggers. You want people taking big swings against guys like Jason Vargas or Josh Tomlin. You know, they might hit one or two solos, but, you know, the way to get those guys is probably string together hit after hit, and that's hard to do when you're a slugging team. You know, you want to hit the ball at the ballpark.
And can the other guys learn something?
They can. Pitching and keeping guys off balance and working front to back can really lead to a lot of success, especially against guys that have a lot of power. You know, you want to get them off balance, because you go east and west with a power hitter, they can still hit the ball out of the park, especially in a park like this. They'll take it the other way. They can turn on a pitch in. But if you get them front to back, you know, it's hard to hit it off your front leg unless you're, you know, Frazier or somebody.
Tony.
Mickey, as much as you had faith that, you know, you would see this version of Jason Vargas this year, what does it do for you just comfort-wise now that you have seen and you know, relatively early in the season?
No, I mean, this is who we signed. You know, this is who we wanted. You know, obviously he had his struggles at the beginning of last season. He settled in to basically doing what he's doing now, the second half or the last nine or eight starts or whatever it was during the season last year. Rough 6 1/3 or whatever it was to start the season this year, and then he's been lights out. So this is who he is. This is who he's been. This is who we signed, and it's just good to see. You know, you want your fifth starter out there doing what he's doing.
Mike? Mickey, given the manner Lugo's been pitching for you, do you think you could stick with him in that eighth inning role? Even, you know, Familia's coming around now, but the fact Lugo has pitched so well, do you think you would stick with that?
I think you can. You know, what he did tonight was really impressive. Obviously, his stuff is off the charts when he's getting after it and using the ride on the high fastball and the curveball. But, you know, I don't think we'll pigeonhole ourselves into anything. The one thing we do know that he's going to need days off. So, you know, just to assign him the eighth inning would be tough, because there's going to be times where he needs a day off. Like, if we didn't have a day off tomorrow, he'd probably be down. So we'll use all those guys. You know, I feel comfortable with Gesellman when he gets going, pitching the eighth as well. So, you know, we won't pigeonhole ourselves, but, you know, when he's available, you'll probably see him in that role.
Rich?
You've talked a lot about Vargas having the command of the fastball locked into the changeup. There was an at-bat in this game with Clint Frazier where there was a two-strike count, and it almost looked like he was expecting the changeup and got the fastball. How important is it for those two pitches to kind of be in lockstep with each other?
Yeah, and more important than that is when to use it. That one to Clint Frazier where he froze him on an 86-mile-per-hour fastball, that's when you use it. You know, that's pitching. You know, if I was Clint Frazier, I'd be up there probably looking for a changeup too to foul off, and then you dot one kind of middle in, and you get him. So he just knows how to pitch. He has an awareness of when guys are swinging, when they're not, what they're looking for, and those pitches are very, very important to play off of one another, because you can't just sit there and throw all changeups, and you can't sit there and throw all fastballs either. He does a great job of mixing it up and getting pitches where he wants to get them.
Yeah. Go ahead in the back.
making a couple straight successful outings for Familia now. What have you seen differently out of him, maybe improved in the last couple times out?
You know, he and Dave have been working really hard on keeping his head still in his delivery and throwing strike one. He's done a great job of that with his both four-seamer and his slider. And, you know, the usage of his pitches to the different handedness is going to be important for him. You know, he's got to learn when to stick one in there with a four-seamer to get a strike, and then play off of that with the two-seamer to try and get a swing out of the zone. And he's done a great job of that lately.
Wally?
Mickey, before the game, you talked about the inability of the team to really win on a consistent basis. I know this is just one game, but how much importance can you put on this kind of a win, especially after the first game today?
It was huge. You know, you kind of get slapped in the face. It's kind of what we've done all year. You know, sometimes we'll get slapped in the face in a game, early in the game, and then we come back at the end. This is who this team is. They're never going to give up. We got a great group of guys. The energy's always high. And to lose like we did in the first one and kind of get beat around a little bit, and to come out in the second one and do what we did, kind of beat them up, you know, got to give it to the players. They did a great job.